Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Head coach Andy Reid met the media following Tuesday's practice, the final practice before the Eagles close out the preseason against the New York Jets Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Aside from the starters, the regular injured guys won't be playing. That's Jason Babin, Riley Cooper, Casey Matthews with the high ankle sprain, and safety Nate Allen, who has a hamstring spasm. They'll be fine for the regular season, save for maybe Cooper. But also not playing will be Mike Kafka, who's missed the last two games with a fractured left hand, his non-throwing hand. Andy Reid said Kafka probably won't play, but he knows enough about the third-year quarterback to make an evaluation before cut day.
Well, listen, I've got enough time with him to be able to make that evaluation. So the main thing for him right now is that it's tender right now. So he took some snaps yesterday, and he could feel them, and it's just best that we hold him out.
As for the game against the Jets Thursday night, the playing time at the quarterback position is going to break down like this. Nick Foles for the first quarter, Trent Edwards for the final three quarters. And Andy Reid said, right now, Nick Foles is your number two quarterback.
I feel really comfortable. I mean, still a lot of improvement, as I'll keep telling y'all. It's going to take a lot of time, but I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable with the game plan going in. I feel like we've had a good week. We just need to go out there, rest these next few days, keep watching film, and go out there and play at a high speed.
Sticking at the quarterback position, going to the top, of course, Michael Vick, recovering from that rib injury he suffered against the Patriots. He talked briefly in the locker room about what he'll do equipment-wise to protect those ribs moving forward.
Give me more protection just to see what comes out of it. You know, it's going to be custom fitted and fitted to protect, you know, all across my, you know, my sternum, you know, all across my ribs, and you know, I think it'll be a better feel.
Earlier we mentioned Jason Babin, who said that he's going to try to be back for week one of the regular season, but he is a member of a dominant defensive line for this Philadelphia Eagles team. At least 11 players worthy of making a roster spot, but with the cutdown looming 9 o'clock Friday night, of course, we will unveil the full 53-man roster here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. But that defensive line, there are going to be some very difficult cuts. Jason Babin says any of those guys can make a play.
I don't think, looking back over my career, I don't think I've ever been a part of a defensive line group where we've had this much ability. You know, because I think everybody could start on another team, and yet we have to cut some people. Yeah. It's kind of hard to fathom.
And as the Eagles prepare to hit the field in the regular season, you do not want to miss the Back to Football event Tuesday, September 4th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. downtown Center City, Philadelphia at Love Park. There's going to be plenty of fun for the whole family. You can win tickets to the Eagles season opener, and you can even try your hand at a real-life version of a Kinect's Angry Birds game. Use a life-size slingshot to fire an Angry Bird through goalposts for all sorts of Eagles prizes. There will be no official Eagles Live tomorrow, but we will be live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com at 11:30 a.m., bringing you Brian Westbrook's special retirement ceremony. One of the greatest running backs in franchise history officially retires as an Eagle. I'm Bo Wolf, and that is your Eagles Report.